I'd just like to further extend Timothy's welcome to everybody. It's a real joy to see you here in Oxford. And in particular, some very special welcomes to Minister Sekai Holland from the Republic of Zimbabwe and also from Deputy Prosecutor Bongani Majola from the ICTR. Very particular welcomes to you here in Oxford. And also, of course, to all of you as the speakers and the participants over the next few days. Really, I think as OTJR, we've been overwhelmed by the response to the call for papers and the call for participants at this conference, and we're deeply grateful for you being here. And many of you, we know, have trekked across the globe to be here today, so we're really rapt that you're here. Really, what I want to do just in the next couple of minutes is again, as Timothy was doing, just to say a little bit more about OTJR and who we are and what we do. And then really to focus on this conference, to give a sense of why we're here, what are we attempting to get out of this event, why have you all come such extraordinary distances to be here. As Timothy's mentioned, OTJR is a network now of more than 100 staff and predominantly graduate students in Oxford, all of whom are working on issues of transitional justice. Now, I think I have to say at the outset that many of the people in OTJR probably didn't originally know that they were doing transitional justice until the group was formed. And I'm sure I see nods and smiles around the room. I'm sure many of you also feel that you fit into that category. Perhaps you've fallen into transitional justice somewhat accidentally. Well, I think we're a very broad church and a very broad family, and it's good that we're all here in the same room. As Timothy's also mentioned, the focus of what we're trying to do with transitional justice here in Oxford is to really be interdisciplinary. And I think that's a term that gets used an enormous amount, but often without a sense of what it really means. And I think for us here in Oxford, what we mean by interdisciplinary isn't so much bringing people into a group or a network and asking them to kind of extend themselves in peculiar ways, to try and step outside of their disciplinary domain, but really to play to their strengths. So what we try to do is bring people from across disciplines and across centres to bring the knowledge and the expertise that they already have, but to do it in some sort of coherent way so that we do learn from one another, but we're really playing to people's strengths. And we do that because that's how we feel that transitional justice as a field has developed. But more importantly than that, this is how the needs are perceived on the ground. When we look at transitional societies around the world, we recognise very quickly that it requires this kind of interdisciplinary response. The problems are deep, the problems are complex, and so we need to marshal as much different expertise as we possibly can. And what that also means within OTJR is that we're an extraordinarily diverse group, and I'm sure you'll discover that as you meet people in the Oxford contingent over the next few days, that we're a bit of a motley crew in many ways. And I think we probably spent the first 5 or 6 months of the group's existence trying to learn one another's language, to get a sense of who we were and what we could do with such diversity. But it's an enormous strength, I think, to have people coming from those sorts of backgrounds. What you'll also, I'm sure, see over the next few days is that it's a group that often vehemently disagrees internally. We're not particularly good at clear and clean resolutions, but we do our best to hold our ground and to argue as forcefully as we possibly can. And as Timothy also said, one of the other key aspects of what OTJR is a group of staff and students. So we put a big emphasis on combining the talents and the expertise of very senior people who have extraordinary experience, along with new voices, people with fresh perspectives who may only have been doing this kind of work for 3 or 4 years. And we see that really as a crucial strength, to combine that kind of experience with the freshness of younger voices. And I guess it's a lot of that same identity and that same ethos that we're trying to impart in this conference. And what we've been very conscious of internally here in Oxford is that, of course, transitional justice is a global phenomenon. It's a global process and raises a whole range of global questions. And so really it was a responsibility on our part, we felt, to organise an event like this, which would bring people from right across the globe to discuss and debate in this location. And we wanted an event that would reflect the global nature of the problems that we're tackling. And also, I think, within this conference, to try and deal with the same questions of diversity. So you'll see amongst the speakers and as you as participants as a whole that we have a whole range of academics and practitioners, We have a range of what we might call very experienced voices, some of the people, I think, who've written some of the key texts in transitional justice. But I think something that we've tried to do is really put an emphasis on newer voices, fresher voices, people who may not necessarily have received the sort of attention that we think they deserve, people that we know have been in the field, have been doing very important conceptual work, who, if we could bring them into this space, would really contribute to a freshness in transitional justice debates, really to, on the one hand, give a sense of how has this field developed to date, but crucially, where is it going? And something that's been very important for us as OTJR in organising this event is that we incorporate the crucial voices of those of you who live in transitional societies. Those of you who may not have the luxury that some of us pointy heads have to sit in a place like Oxford and ruminate on these issues, but you're working on the front line of transitional justice. You live and you breathe it. And I think crucially, you see the impact of your work day to day, for good or ill. Again, I think it's something that as academics we perhaps insulate ourselves from. We don't have the same pressures upon us. And so those of you who come from transitional societies, we welcome you in particular. We think it's absolutely vital that you're here, and we have so much to learn from you. We have a deep respect for the work that you do, whether you're academics or practitioners working in those environments. I mean, in the last couple of months, I've been to several transitional justice events, one in Kigali, one in Madrid, one in Belfast. And I think something that struck me in each of those three places was you were hearing transitional justice conversations there that you would not hear in a place like Oxford, because these are the places where these issues are a daily reality. There was an edge and there was a depth to those conversations and the debates that took place. And so in gathering a group like you here, what we hope is to benefit from some of that edge and some of that depth, to try and distinguish these conversations perhaps from some of the others that are taking place elsewhere. And in terms of the nitty-gritty of organising an event like this, and particularly in raising funds for it, that was an aspect that we were very conscious of. And so most of the money we raised went to bringing people from a diverse range of countries that may not have been able to get here otherwise. What you'll probably see over the next couple of days is that this is a bit of a credit crunch conference. It's slightly no frills. So I'm sorry that the classical band wasn't playing on the steps when you walked in, and we probably will line the pathways with rose petals if we get enough time. But we've had to keep it fairly minimalist for pragmatic reasons. But what we did focus on was putting funds to enable a whole range of people to be here over the next few days. We're very grateful for the sponsors that we do have, in particular to Rappasardi Intellectual Property, my own Centre for Sociolegal Studies, the Royal African Society, the Open Society Initiative for Southern Africa, the African Studies Centre here in Oxford, and also the Planet Hood Foundation. And Planet Hood, I should say, have been a very strong supporter of OTJR right from our inception, so we're very grateful for that. But I think what we've lacked in funds, we've, as a group, undoubtedly made up for with the passion and the energy that you'll see in the group, I think, over the next few days. As convener of this group, I'm very fortunate to work with probably the most amazing group of people I've ever had the privilege of working with, staff and students. I think what you'll see over the next few days is that you have some transitional justice fanatics amongst you. I should warn you as well, they're quite scary people, some of them. But what unites them all is that they live and breathe this stuff. And so in organising an event like this, it's that group of people really who are responsible for what will take place. I'm going to do a whole lot of thank yous on Sunday, of course, but I think just from the outset, I'd like to point out Nicola Palmer, who I'm sure most of you have been dealing with on email, and you've probably put up spam detectors for Nikki and myself. If you see our names in your inbox, you probably chuck it, such as the volume of literature that you've received. But Nikki really has been the engine room behind this whole event, and so I think the team of OTJR is very grateful to Nikki for the work that she's done. As Timothy suggested, what Oxford's about and what we hope OTJR is about is critically engaging with issues. This is a group really that dedicates itself to trying to challenge certain assumptions, whether they're empirical or theoretical. And in many ways, I think there are perhaps three concerns about the field of transitional justice that really drove OTJR as it got off its feet, and that also, we hope, framed the conference that takes place over the next few days. I think initially, firstly, we were very concerned about what seemed to be a trend in transitional justice toward very polarised debates. And these debates perhaps reached a sort of extraordinary volume around the Ugandan peace talks, when we saw debates about peace versus justice and law versus politics. And our sense here, and we know that it's the sense of many of you, was that these debates in many ways were quite unhelpful, that they drew very strict dichotomies between concepts and practices actually that overlapped in very crucial senses. And so, as a result, we were losing some of the crucial nuance of the situations under examination. Secondly, there often, we think, has been a tendency perhaps to enter into very emotive events and very emotive processes and to lose our heads. And I think this is a crucial danger in a field like transitional justice, because by definition we are dealing with very emotive, very deep and very impacting processes. We can't get away from that. But there is a responsibility of us all as academics and as practitioners to sometimes take a step back from what we're talking about and what we're dealing with, to really reflect upon what's taking place, to be critical, and as a result of that, to come up with solutions or responses to the problems that we see in a much more coherent fashion. And thirdly, OTJR has been very concerned about what we see as often some very narrow prescriptions being made in transitional justice. There seems to be a trend in this field, I think in some circles, to believe that every society that is responding to mass conflict needs water, clean sanitation, and a TRC. But there's a sense that our responses to transitional situations should be about menus and templates and toolboxes and toolkits. And this strikes us as a very limited way to deal with this field. It seems that those approaches limit the range of options that we can consider right at the outset. I think there's also a problem in trying to predict the tools that might be appropriate in a particular place and then to add the necessary nuance afterwards, rather than perhaps doing it the other way around, to begin from the specificity of locations and particular problems and then to build up responses from that point. And the template and the toolbox approach also seems to preference institutions rather than objectives. There seems to be an emphasis on things like truth commissions and things like tribunals and courts, rather than saying, what are we actually trying to achieve out of this? What are the aims? What are the goals? And then subsequently to ask the question, where do we go from that point onwards? So as OTJR, we really hope that the conference deals with these problems and wrestles with the challenges that they produce. In a tangible impact, what we hope to get out of the conference is for all of you to get to know one another much better, for us to get to know you, tangibly to produce working papers and a publication out of it. But we think in the immediate what's much more important is that we have debates about transitional justice with that edge and with that depth that I mentioned before. Now, just before I wrap up and we get on with exactly those discussions, there's a couple of fairly mundane housekeeping issues that I would be remiss not to mention. Those transitional justice fanatics that I mentioned to you are labelled in red. Again, that's for your own safety more than anything else. If you have any problems and you trust the fanatics to fix your problems, please grab one of them and tell them what you need, and they'll do their utmost to at least not make too much of a nuisance of themselves, and they might even help you if you're very, very lucky. When all of you came in, you will have received a very high-tech USB. This is OTJR's very vague attempt to help the planet by not giving you a raft of papers. Pretty much everything you need for the conference is on that USB. Now, we have printed a program because that's a little more directly useful. But on the USB, you'll find a whole range of the draft papers that are going to be presented over the next few days. That's quite useful because we realise that sometimes these sorts of conferences become like rock festivals, and you have to try and work out where you want to be at any particular time. And as a result, you usually miss about 10 people that you really wanted to hear. Well, at least there are some papers that you can refer to on the flight when you go home. And there's a whole range of other OTJR propaganda and other perhaps slightly more useful information. I should finally say that on a table outside of this room when you leave, you're going to find an observation sheet. That's not for you to kind of give us one of these didactic tick the box, tell us how your conference experience was sort of sheets. It's much more about you engaging with the content of the conference. Because what we're going to do on the final day is there's going to be a sort of a film compilation of what the conference has entailed, with a bit of commentary put over the top. Those forms are going to be anonymous, but we're going to use your words in the kind of recapitulation of the content of the conference. So do grab one of those sheets on the way out. And there'll be further instructions as the conference goes on as to exactly where you can put those sheets. But really, the point of my being here today is really just to say thanks very much for coming. We're ecstatic that you're here. We're looking forward to what's going to happen over the next few days. Let's do plenty of analysis, let's think hard, but let's fundamentally enjoy ourselves and meet a whole range of new people in the process as well. But thank you very much.